You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you caught the beginning of the show with Phil Holloway, the narrative on this story in Idaho is changing just a little bit. Here's the harrowing 911 call. The firefighters show up for this brush fire, and then they just start getting hit by gunfire.
We need law enforcement up here immediately. We've got another Coeur d'Alene firefighter down. We've got two unresponsive battalion chiefs, gunshot wounds, multiple gunshot wounds. Two Coeur d'Alene firefighters are down. I'm pinned down. It's clear to me that this fire was set intentionally to draw us in.
What's interesting about that story right now is, and again, I don't like to name the kid. The kid's 20 years old. Here's a story from the BBC with the headline, Idaho ambush suspect wanted to be a firefighter. The NBC story from 2 hours ago says, suspect identified at the Idaho fire shooting. So every once in a while, you know, when I'm doing this live on the air, I like to check to see if there's new information, for example, on the Big Beautiful Bill. And the latest story makes no sense whatsoever. It's from the Associated Press, which is an outlet that sometimes can't be trusted. And it says, a man who set a wildfire and then fatally shot two firefighters and wounded another in northern Idaho was a 20-year-old transient who attacked the first responders after they asked him to move his vehicle. So the narrative changing just a little bit. I did not bring former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch, former St. Louis County Councilman, on the air to talk about specifically this. But I don't know if you've tracked that story here in the last few hours, but it's a little weird the way the narrative might be changing.
Well, that's not unusual in a fresh news story. Hi, Mark. Thanks for the invitation. I will tell you that this reminds me a lot of, do you remember the Maplewood firefighter, Ryan Hummert, that was shot and killed in an ambush fire in 2008 off of Big Bend?
I do not remember that. No.
Oh, yeah. 22-year-old firefighter from Maplewood, Ryan Hummert, Rockwood Summit graduate. He was the first firefighter on the scene to a car fire. And then the homeowner that had set his own car on fire immediately started shooting. He was shot and killed. Two Maplewood police officers were shot and survived. This reminds me a lot of that, where it was clearly an ambush. You draw them in. And, you know, certainly firefighters, police officers are more apt to think about, you know, it could be an ambush, those type of things. But firefighters aren't. They're there to put out a fire.
Right.
And that's what it sounds like this person did in Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, I mean, my first thoughts was, I said this earlier, could you even imagine being in a situation as a firefighter, you're just trying to do your job, and then you have to face something like this. Now, I know cops have to deal with this all the time, but you would anticipate, I don't think firefighters, you know, carry weapons to fire back. That's one significant difference.
Yeah, exactly. And in urban areas, like even St. Louis, many of the firefighters and paramedics wear bulletproof vests. Because of the nature of the calls they're going to and the neighborhoods they're going to, many of the gunshot victims, you know, they come back for retaliation and, Yeah, so they I don't know if all of them are wearing bulletproof vests, but I know firefighters in the city, specifically EMS, that do wear bulletproof vests.
So I invoked your name on the Reardon Roundtable. You're a veteran of the Roundtable. You were not on last Friday, but I mentioned you because we were talking about the appointments by Governor Kehoe to the new police commission. Mayor Kara Spencer will be a full voting member. He names Brad Ortega, Don Brown, Sonia Jenkins-Gray, Edward McVeigh, Chris Saraceno, so all very successful business owners in the city. But I said something like, man, wouldn't it be nice to have someone like a Tim Fitch type on that commission? Now, maybe my instincts were wrong because in a situation like this, you want people independent from law enforcement. But I was very curious about your take on the governor's appointments. He came on my show on Tuesday. He defended them. Jane commented on Friday. She said the rank and file responded pretty well to these appointments. But I'm really curious to hear what you thought about all this.
Well, some people are like, we should remove politics from, you know, selections like this. There's no way. I was downtown earlier today. I was in Clayton today. Both times I saw people I knew, multiple people I knew. This is St. Louis. It's going to be people you know and that you've heard of. And I will tell you that I have no problem with any of these individuals the governor selected. Let's give them a chance. Let's see what happens. Let's see how they do. But as far as former police officer, former law enforcement, here's one thing I guarantee you. This governor is very close with the police community in the city of St. Louis and the region. And I will guarantee you they had input on these individuals. And if any of those police labor union leaders had problems with any of these individuals, my guess is the governor would not have selected them. So, you know, my feeling is that this is about as good as you're going to get as far as a pro-police crowd of appointees. But they also have a job to do, and you have to be able to, if you have to drop the hammer and say, you know, this police officer needs to be disciplined or fired or whatever, I am sure I know most of these individuals pretty well. I'm sure they would do that if they absolutely have to. But short of that, I think what you're going to see is a very supportive police board in the city of St. Louis, and that's been sorely needed in the city.
You know, they have the ability to change policy, is my understanding as well. But what good is any policy change going to do unless you get more cops on the streets? And that seems to be a challenge. And you have another election tomorrow in one aldermanic seat, and it looks like it might go to another Megan Green type progressive. So when you have a board of aldermen that's really not on the side of police, and you got a mayoral candidate in New York City who's a defund the police guy, and here we go again, how do you make any changes?
Well, you just described exactly why the governor and the legislature did what they did.
Yeah.
They felt like they had to go around some of those anti-police far-left progressives, and that's exactly what they did by appointing this police board, is they went around them. So I think as long as the police officers know that if they follow the law and they follow their policy and they follow their training, this police board is going to have their back. I think that's pretty clear. So I think they could still do their job, even though you have some of these far-left progressives, because they're not reporting to these far left progressives. And remember how the budget worked out in this new state control bill. You know, they have to provide, I don't remember the exact number, percentage of budget for the police department, whether they like to or not. They have to do that.
So do you have a relationship with Chief Tracy by any chance?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not, I can never remember.
Oh, I've talked to him many times, but as far as, you know, it's just professional.
But it seems like, well, then I can ask this question. Do you have confidence that he's the guy to kind of guide us through this right now? The governor seems to have some confidence in Chief Tracy. I've seen an unwillingness for him to take a stand and say, look, we need officers. We need these things to be changed, to have a more forceful attitude. Now, words are words and action is action, but I've never been left inspired by this is the guy that's going to turn things around here in St. Louis. Now, not one person can do it, Chief. I get that. But give me some confidence that he's the guy that can at least play a role in this.
Well, I want you to think about it this way. He's no longer working for Tashara Jones.
No, that's right.
Or one particular person. That can completely flip how a police chief does their job when they're working for a group of individuals who will support their decisions and support the officers when they get it right. And that's a whole different situation than working at the pleasure of Mayor Tashara Jones.
Well, that's true. So, but that's the only hope I can get from right now, right? Because this is such a complicated thing. I feel like you and I have known each other for a long time. I talked about this on the roundtable. We talk about the same things every Friday. We need more cops on the street. We have this breaking out in downtown. We can't keep doing this. And now, you know, I don't know if you saw the story from last week on the population, and you know what hope can you offer that we can build St. Louis and move it in a better direction with population, with enterprise, you know, with you know, entrepreneurship, all the things that are needed to make a city successful.
I am more positive about the city of St. Louis than I've been in a long time because of some of the changes the state has enacted, this particularly this police board. I think you're going to see some changes. It's not going to be overnight. But you're already starting to see police departments around the country start to recover as far as staffing goes. I don't think the St. Louis Police Department is going to be any different. I think they're going to start recovering.
Well, I hope you're right about that. Anything you want to say about that mayoral candidate in New York I referenced? Good Lord, how about that guy?
Well, you know what I could say is if he ends up being the mayor, they get what they paid for. Let them spiral down until they crash and burn. That's what had to happen in Detroit. I think we've talked about Detroit
before.
Yeah, you have.
You've mentioned that before.
Yeah. And they are coming back. Sometimes you just have to let that happen.
You might be right about that. Chief, always great to have you on. We'll see you on the roundtable soon.
All right, take care.
All right, take care. Audio cut of the day is coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.